The two projects, sponsored by Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of the United Nations, are screen house and pesticide extraction machines. The roadside screen house is aimed at scientific production of crop-friendly insects that will counter the destructive power of the tomato insect known as Tuta absoluta. The pesticide extraction machines, on the other hand, is meant to generate a biopesticide from a nymph plant, commonly known as dongoyaro, to attack tomato insects. The project consultant, who is also vegetable research scientist at the National Horticultural Research Institute, NIHORT, Dr. Abiola Oke, said the project was propelled by sudden attacks of farmland in the north by tomato pests, leading to scarcity of the vegetable during glut. Dr. Oke said the organic approach to the problem will not only guarantee safe health, but also enable farmers to maximize their profit.
We did the light tray that comes on by itself in the night. It traps the pest we're talking about. And then the Liptol and the Ractin, those ones are used to target the larva of the insect that destroy the plant itself and the eggs. And the greenhouse we're talking about is to rear parasitoids. Those are insects that will help us to attack this insect.
The project consultant said during the early stage of the project, over 1,400 farmers in 7 states of the Federation were exposed to the experimentation. Performing the inauguration, Assistant Representative of Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, David Feintola, explained that farmers lack the technical knowledge to address problems associated with pest invasion. Mr. Feintola said the project was sponsored in view of the roles played by NIHORT in agricultural practice in the country.
NIHORT is a research institute. They are to educate the farmers on how to apply the chemicals that are being produced in order to allow them to be able to develop these chemicals and other things. That's why FAO has provided the support of giving them the equipment and as well as the screen house.
In an interview, Executive Director, NIHORT, Dr. Abayomi Olaniyo said Nigeria possesses fertile landmass for tomato production but being hindered by the problem of pests. Dr. Olaniyo said the biopesticide will not only increase the productive capacity of farmers in the country but also compete with industrial pesticides.
We have the ability to produce in this country, but some of the challenges is this pest ravaging our tomato. But with this input, screen house, and the machine to produce biopesticides, farmers are now able to see pesticides that are safe, unlike synthetic insecticides.
Dr. Olaniyo said more farmers would be trained on the production and application of the biopesticides in Ibadan. Rotimi Famakin, Radio Nigeria.